See, this is how it really works with real life podcast hosts. I'm sitting out here in my car, going to do the intro segment of the Stuff Podcast Show, episode 8, in front of Starbucks in my car. Why? Because I got the idea right now, and I'm not trying to lose it by the time I get back to the house to record the rest of this. So that's what's going on. This week's episode, I want to talk about movies. This was influenced by my man Dave Wilson in his episode of his House of Darkness podcast episode, Real Talk. He rated all the Marvel MCU movies, and this is an inspirational podcast episode where I'm going to talk about the movies, Marvel movies, that will never be made but I want to see. So have a seat. Bring it in. Get ready for this week's episode of the Stuff Podcast Show. Welcome to the Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your Comedic Escapades podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. I got this neighbor that's sitting between me and my thin walls here in my room where I'm at. And, you know, I got the common decency, you know, to, you know, play music at, you know, with my earphones on. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm, you know, I know people are trying to sleep. I know people got lives. I know they're trying to work in the morning. So, you know, I got loud music going on in the other room. And then I got this dog out here hollering and barking. And the problem is, generally, rules of podcast, hey, make sure there's no noise around, whatever. You know, you can't always control that, especially when the ideas start flowing. My ideas are flowing right now. So, you know, my only course of action is for you guys to suffer with me, because, you know, if not, then these ideas are gone. You know what I mean? But, you know, I do what I gotta do. I do what I gotta do. I mean, I got my, you know, neighbor sitting over here now listening to George Michael. At first it was Like a Virgin, singing Like a Virgin. You know, with a thick Spanish accent. And I'm just like, what? You know, sound like a bad Filipino karaoke singer next door. Because she's learning English, obviously. I mean, she's doing great with the English learning. I got to admit, she's doing great. I mean, she's speaking that English. Okay? And it's obviously from listening to this music. But man, y'all, come on. You know? It's 8 at night. I'm not an old man. I'm not an old man. Just put your headphones on. You know, put your headphones on. That's all I'm asking. You know, am I getting old? Is that a sign of me getting old and ornery and cranky? Maybe. It might be. But, you know, it's a little respect, something. I don't know. Anyways, I'm just going off on a tangent because I'm just, you know, I just heard some news and now I'm trying to vent in another way, but that's okay. So yeah, this week's Stuff Podcast Show, gonna be talking about some things. My man David Wilson from the House of Darkner just had an episode of his review of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is a great episode, by the way. If you guys have not heard of it, go check it out. House of Darkner, Real Talk, Jive Talk, you know, Jive Stuff, When the Feeling Strikes Us. You can listen to them on iTunes, Anchor, all the major podcasting platforms, just like this podcast is on. Give him a shout. Give him a listen. Great show. But on this past episode, he went through each of the Marvel films, and he kind of gave his thoughts and feelings on each one, from the start of the Iron Man films all the way up to Infinity War. And it was a good show. He gave it a solid B+, he said. So I was, So I was listening to it, and I'm like, you know what? That's cool. That's cool. I think I want to do something like that, but I didn't want to do exactly what he did. Why? Because it was already done. He did it already. I'm not trying to do that. So what I thought of is, you know, there is a lot of Marvel films. Well, first off, he talked about the Black Knight possibly making an appearance in Avengers Endgame, which I personally, just my opinion, is a completely unnecessary character to bring into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I do not see a place where he could belong, where it could feasibly make sense for him to be there. Yes, Ant-Man and the Quantum Realm and Time Stone and all that. Okay, that to me is called a stretch. And it's a stretch that doesn't need to be made. It's an unnecessary stretch, you know? That doesn't need to happen in my opinion. So, yeah, now we got car alarms blaring off, but I gotta keep going, people, so suffer with me. I love you. Anyway, but the Black Knight's an unnecessary character. I hope he's only in there for like 30, 35 seconds, you know, because like I said, I don't see where he fits in. And he mentioned that he doesn't see him as a necessary character either. So what I thought was like, you know what? If there's certain characters we wouldn't bring into the Marvel Universe, what are some movies that we would like to see in the Marvel Universe? I've definitely got a few. Okay, I've talked about it before. One of my most favorites that I would love to see made into a movie, a one-shot film, no sequels, no nothing, just one condensed story adventure in the Marvel Universe. I would love to see a Starjammers film. Cyclops is Daddy, Corsair and the Starjammers. A good solid space film, a space opera. Give me the space opera that Thor Ragnarok was supposed to be with the Starjammers. I think that would be amazing. You think of this. Think of this. Okay? Yeah, Starjammers. Starjammers mix. You mix comic books, Alien, and the Fifth Element. Dude, that's a Starjammers film. That would be amazing. Tell me you would not spend your money. Shoot your ones off like you was in a club, you know, to go see Star Jams. I would, especially if it was a great story, you know, especially if the Russo brothers directed it. Yes, sign me up. I'm down. Let's go. Okay, you got that. I think that's a lot of opportunity for some original content. The superhero genre, film genre, is huge right now. It's huge. Only number two to horror, which is actually starting to decline now because people are tired of getting scared, I think. And then the way they're going with all that demonic stuff, it's like, come on, y'all. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. At least with superheroes, you know, you can, if you tried and came up with original concepts or used characters that are hardly used, come up with some original great stuff. That's why Guardians of the Galaxy did so well. Guardians of the Galaxy was a bunch of heroes. No one knew who the heck they were, unless you were a hardcore comic book fan. You know what I mean? So, and that went so well, you know, they could do that again with the Starjammers. And just like I said, just one film. I'm all about these one film things because I'm tired of going to movies and looking at trilogies and sequels and all this sort of stuff. I just love to just look at a movie, watch it, and be like, okay, awesome film, or okay, terrible film, or you know what, so-so film, and then move on with my life. You know, you don't see people making a Forrest Gump 2. If they made a Forrest Gump 2, I would not go watch it. Why? Don't fix what isn't broken. You know, tell me a story, tell me a fun story, get me invested in it, and you'll have me. Starjammers would be great for that. Another movie that'd be great for that needs to be redone. It needs to be a self-contained film. Yes, it needs to be an origin film, and it needs to be a film of self-discovery and of fantasticalness is the Silver Surfer. That film should have been made, in my personal opinion. Rise of the Silver Fantastic Four 2 Rise of the Silver Surfer was proof that it could be done. It was proof that it could be done. But the ball was dropped terribly in that film. Let me tell you something. When you turn the Silver Surfer, the walking embodiment of the power cosmic, into a piece of Play-Doh, because he doesn't have his surfboard, we have a problem here. Okay? Because that is not who the Silver Surfer is. And the moment that happened, the movie was done for me. I was like, you know what? This movie started out on such a great note. The Silver Surfer came in, surfing through space and through the skies, turning everything cold, jacking up the weather systems on Earth because his powers would create sinkholes in the Earth, preparing it as his herald for his master, Puff a Puff Smoke Cloud Galactus. H.R. Puffin Stuff, as I'm going to call him in this episode. I'm going to call Galactus H.R. Puffin Stuff because he was just a big giant puff cloud mass of smoke. He was a space age vape machine running through space. He was a vape. He was an e-cig running through space. That's what Galactus was. Terrible, terrible, terrible. That needs to be redone. It needs to be redone. And the fact that technology is so much better now, it needs to be done now. It needs to be done over, and it needs to be done right. Lawrence Fishburne needs to come back to play Silver Surfer because he was an amazing Silver Surfer. He voiced the character of Silver Surfer in Fantastic Four 2. He needs to do it again because his voice was perfect. It was soothing. It was calming. And I think fit perfectly for Norrin Radd. So Lawrence Fishburne needs to reprise his role as the Silver Surfer for this film. And it needs to be an origin story. I want a story to be told. This is who the Silver Surfer is. This is how stuff was on his home planet. Well, I want to see why Galactus chose him. I want to, because that'll give us an insight into how Galactus kind of thinks too. There has to be some kind of observation. There had to be some kind of reason why. We get to see what kind of person Norrin Radd was on his planet just for a little bit. Give us the first, what, 15, 20 minutes of that, and then get in it where he gets the, his planet's about to get eaten up. He's like, look, don't take my planet. Lord, no. Don't take my planet. Take me instead. Take me instead. Okay, fine, I won't take your planet, but you have to be my herald forever. You have to be my herald and find, okay, I'll find you something to eat. Galactus planet eating puff of smoke, HR puffing stuff. I'll find you some more planets to eat. And he goes and eats planets and finds planets and then goes behind his back and eats his planet anyway, which is the catalyst for him turning on Galactus. You know what I'm saying? You destroyed my home. You destroyed my people. Now I got to let you go. Now I got to go and now I got to figure out a way to take you out. That, see, that would be the story. That would be the struggle, And then Galactus having to now fight the enemy of the story would be Galactus and the new herald of Galactus. You know what I'm saying? You could have, there's this one herald in the comic books who actually tried to, it was actually the herald before Galactus. I mean, before Norrin Radd, before the Silver Surfer, who had went to look for a poisonous planet because he wanted to kill Galactus. And he searched out a poisonous planet and tricked Galactus into, consuming the planet. And right before he completely consumed the planet, he realized, oh man, I'm eating some, he ate some black, some bad planet, like it was bad sushi. And sees dog going off again, killing me. Ate the planet like it was some bad sushi. Galactus had the planetary runs for a long time and could not get over it. And he almost died. He almost died. And then he got better. I think Silver Surfer rescued. I don't quite remember the full story. But yeah. I think that particular herald, if somebody could look that up, if anybody's listening to the episode, maybe you guys could leave me a message on my Anchor and let me know who that herald was. Dave, my man, if you're listening, I know you got me. You all about that Google life. You could tell me who that is and get back to me on that and share that with a brother. Because, yeah, but that could be the enemy. They could kind of flip that and make him the enemy, of the story. They got to get through the herald to get to Galactus, you know what I mean? Anyway, and again, just one self-contained story. Well, you can't make a self-contained story with Silver Surfer. There's so much to him, for him to be the potential key to so much stuff. And that's why I say he was a character that should have been done, because if he had been done before, he could have been used in Infinity War, or in the, yeah, in Infinity War, because the story of the Infinity Gauntlet during the Infinity War, Silver Surfer was the one who crashed to Earth, not the Hulk. So that would have been a good segue. They could have made that one Silver Surfer movie, and then it was like, oh man, it was a great movie. Oh what? Oh, okay, he's in the cinematic universe, he's going around doing whatever, and not worried about sequels, and then boom, have a pop up again in Infinity War. It actually would have been perfect. And it could have fit well and cohesively with the story. Maybe that was a plan with Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, but it did so bad that they just scrapped it all together. I don't know. I don't know. But Silver Surfer is a movie that should have been made. My third pick for a movie that a Marvel film that should be made that we'll never see, and I know my boy David's gonna agree with me, is Dark Hawk. Dark Hawk is an amazing, cool superhero. Christopher Powell, the wielder of the amulet of a mysterious planetary amulet, who got powers from these mechanical suits, from a suit from another planet, and he could fly. He had, cosmic type powers. Really cool. I don't know much as much about Dark Hawk as my boy David does, because that was really his homeboy. But I know that a lot of the superheroes that we made up when we were kids were based a lot off of both Power Rangers, Dark Hawk, and all that type of stuff when we were kids. So, Dark Hawk definitely had a big influence. But I think that would be cool. Dark Hawk, a Dark Hawk movie could have the idea of, if you guys remember the movie, the very underrated movie, I Am Number Four. That's a movie that I thought was super cool. I think Dark Hawk could go off that same premise. In the comic books, there are other suits, other Dark Hawk armors and suits and amulets out there in the universe. And Chris Powell's is one in the comic books. His amulet activated the others, kind of like sent out a homing beacon or something like that. So I think that same premise could be applied to a Dark Hawk film, which would be very cool and very different. And it would make for a fun one-shot type of film. You tell a great story, that'd be kind of neat, I would like to see that. Another movie, I'm trying to think. Another, now, we're kind of already getting this, I guess, with Captain Marvel, which again I'm still not completely sold on. Visually, I'm sold, but visuals have never been enough for me to fully invest in a movie and be like, yeah, I'm all about that life. Because, visuals are just visuals to me. You got to have a compelling story, a compelling character. I got to care in some way, form, or fashion. And I'm sorry, Brie Larson is not making me care about Captain Marvel. She's not. She's very stale and dry from what I can see in the trailers. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong. But as far as movies that we haven't seen that won't be made, I would like to see a Nova Corps movie, or at least a Nova movie. I think that would be pretty cool. We got a taste of the Nova Corps in Guardians 1. I think a Nova Corps movie would be pretty cool to see. We'll get those fantastical visuals. We'll have a nice, cool, original story. You actually probably don't even need to have a comic book canon story for that. You could just go in with, you could just go in with a completely original story and just go ham. I think that would be pretty cool. What are some other movies you guys think would be pretty cool to see? Marvel has done so much as far as these films, and they've done a great job. I would like to see them move more into TV and do a little bit better job with TV, personally. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is completely boring to me. I think that is and it's just me. It's just a useless TV show. Inhumans, it was good for one episode, and then they cut off Medusa's hair and put Black Bolt in a cardigan, and I was out. I was good. Oh, and made like one of the smartest dudes in the Inhumans, the dumbest dude on the show, and I was good. You know, I'm like, you know what? I'm straight. You know, you the cut off Medusa's hair. That was my breaking point. When they did that, I'm like, why are we here? What are we doing? Like, okay, that's like having an Incredible Hulk television show, and it's saying he cured himself of the Hulk virus, so now he's not ever going to be Hulk. You know, like, why are we here? Why am I watching the Incredible Hulk? I don't want to watch Bruce Banner run around trying to become the Hulk again. That makes no sense. That is stupid. And that's what they did with the Inhumans. It was they took everything that made them in the Inhumans and completely stripped them of it. And just degraded them, in my opinion. I thought it was degradation. So yeah. Inhumans needs to be redone. Inhumans needs to be a film. Inhumans needs to be a trilogy. That is probably one film that I do believe should be a trilogy, and it should be one all combining story. You guys remember the Lord of the Rings films? I think the Inhumans is worthy of treatment like that, and the reason why is because the story of the Inhumans has such rich actual history. If you read on it, and there's so much more than even I know about it, you know. With just Black Bolt by himself, you know, of how and why he is who he is and how he became who he was and his power and all of that, you know, the dude can whisper in your ear and blow your brains out, you know. How powerful is that? You know, that's so cool. I would love to see that story. They tried to do it in a TV show. It was garbage. It's trash. It's trash. The concept with the sign language I thought was super cool. The actor who played Black Bolt was amazing. And then they put him in a cardigan and made him completely irrelevant. You know, dumbed him down. They turned him into American citizens. And it was terrible. Terrible show. The only cool thing in that show, real talk, was Lockjaw. He was the only cool thing. Crystal and Lockjaw, dude. And they were the only two people who were pretty much the truest Inhumans in the entire show. Ugh. You know, Medusa even got soft. Serinda Swan played Medusa. A great casting choice, but to cut her hair off, turn her, turn, made her Medusa for two episodes, and then turned her Sinead O'Connor by episode three. A redhead Sinead O'Connor by episode three. Garbage, garbage, boo. So, what are some of your picks? What are some movies that you guys would like to see made? That you think the Marvel Universe could do a really good job putting together. The X-Men films are coming to a close. Dark Phoenix is going to be the last film, as far as I know. There are some talks, not talks, but well, some speculations. I guess some actors are having having the desire to who wants to be the next Wolverine. Honestly. Hugh Jackman's Wolverine's forever in my book. I'm sorry. The only other person I think that can now pull it off as a younger version would be Jon Bernthal, who plays the Punisher on the Netflix show. That dude can make an amazing Wolverine. Keanu Reeves is talking about wanting to be Wolverine. That dude need to go sit down. You might be the one. You might be Neo, but you are not Wolverine. You might be John Wick, but you are not Wolverine, bro. You need to have several seats. Okay, sit down. Because you no. Just 'cause you wear sideburns and mutt chops on John Wick, chapters 1, 2, and 3, don't mean you get to bear adamantium claws. Get out of here. We're done. Go home. Go home, Roger. Okay? No, thank you. So he needs to sit down. I do vote for Jon Bernthal though to be the next Wolverine. I think he would be cool. He has that physique. He's got that rough gruffness. 'Cause honestly, I don't. Let me tell you something. I don't think he's that great of a Punisher. That's just me. I don't think he's that good of a Punisher. But I think he would be a much better Wolverine. This is the Punisher he plays on Netflix is more of a Wolverine type style dude. Frank Castle is a rough and hardcore, but he's not what Jon Bernthal plays on the Netflix series. You know that is more Wolverine-esque to me. Which tells me that he could actually pull that role off if he was cast in it. and I think he would be a good choice. That's just me personally. I might be wrong. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts on it. I'd like you guys to tell me if you think I'm wrong, or if you guys got some better choices for that. So that's my Marvel talk. Excuse me. Yeah, that's my Marvel talk and my feelings on the situation and the matter. But tell me some movies and things that you guys would like to see done and made, whether Marvel or DC, that will never be made. And I like to compare thoughts and notes and see that. Again, I would like to revisit the subject sometime down the line, or bring up some thoughts and things in other future episodes maybe. So, anyways, let's head on over to the next segment. So, there's a new Batman movie that is slated to come out. Gosh knows when. Matt Reeves is going to be the director of this movie. And now, the word is out. There needs to be a new Batman. Ben Affleck is done. I mean, it's obvious people ain't been paying attention. I mean, Ben Affleck's been out of the role for a minute. I mean, he's constantly expressed his disinterest in a role for the last, what, couple months. That's just people getting all shocked over Ben Affleck not being Batman no more. Now that's your fault. You don't know how to pay attention. You obviously didn't listen in school. You're the one who that people who didn't realize that, Ben Affleck is no longer Batman or doesn't want to be Batman no more was that kid in class who never paid attention, who the teacher was like, "Johnny, hey, pay attention. Pay attention," because he was talking to his boy in the back of the class or passing notes to the girl next to him. That's who he was. That's the kid who didn't know, or didn't realize that Ben Affleck was done being Batman. And deep down, I personally, on a personal, I don't think he's really done being Batman. I think Ben Affleck really does want to be Batman. He's just so frustrated with the wishy-washy indecisiveness of Warner Brothers right now that he's just sick of dealing with the drama. I think if there was a solid direction and a solid plan, he'd be more than willing to be Batman. Because really, as far as superheroes go, Batman was his redeeming role from the travesty that was Daredevil. Yeah, I keep bringing it up because sometimes I like to put salt on old wounds. Sometimes I like to be petty like that. Yeah, I do. Batman was his saving grace, and he was a great Batman, in my personal opinion. I think he was one of the best. We got that raw and dirty Batman that, we that brawler, dude, that we know and love, man. He was super cool. I enjoyed Ben Affleck as Batman very much. Even though Batman versus Superman was a garbage, travesty, trash of a movie, still watching that film, just for cool factor was there. And Ben Affleck definitely hit that mark as far as cool is concerned. But now, it's time to move on, people. It's time to move on. And it's time for a new Batman. Now, again, I'm scrolling through my feed on Twitter. And again, there's people that aren't listening and don't know how to read. They obviously said they're casting a younger Batman. And this Batman is set in the same DC universe. So this is going to be way before even Superman comes to the planet. If it is according to the DC Cinematic, no, what is it called? The DCEU, DCU. That means Superman does not exist on this planet yet. That means that Wonder Woman is nowhere to be found. And that means the Flash is nowhere flashing, right? So Batman is a lone vigilante doing whatever the crap he wants, whenever he wants, wherever he wants. So obviously this is going to be a very hardcore, younger type of dude. Now, people on Twitter don't know how to read and they don't know how to pay attention. So, I'm seeing GIFs of Christian Bale popping up again. And it's like, y'all know how to read? Like, what are you guys doing? Why are you putting up Christian Bale photos? That's dumb. Or they're putting up John Hamm photos. Now, John Hamm would be a cool Bruce Wayne. I don't see him as Batman. He would be a great Bruce Wayne. Mad Men showed that he would be an amazing Bruce Wayne. Christian Bale worked so well because he was a better Batman than he was Bruce Wayne. And that worked because the main character that mattered shined through from Christian Bale. George Clooney did not work at all as Batman, but he was an amazing Bruce Wayne because that's who George Clooney is in real life. George Clooney is stinking Bruce Wayne in real life. If we had to make comparison, George Clooney is Bruce Wayne. That's why he did. It's probably why he was cast in the role in the first place. But he is no Batman, that's for sure. And I think that's, Ben Affleck played that balance, but I think Bruce Wayne, Ben Affleck, was a better Batman than he was Bruce Wayne. Here we go with this dog again. You know what's funny? I stopped recording for a while, and re-listened to all this just to make sure everything was copacetic. No barking, nothing. As soon as I start recording again, dog wants to go off and start barking. Get on my last one, I swear. Anyways. Yeah, Ben Affleck was a better Batman than he was a Bruce Wayne. So I think that this next cast, whoever they end up choosing, needs to really, I think, really needs to be in tune with the character of Batman and who he is, and really learn how to pull off that duplicitous role well. The last person that this dog is howling outside, y'all. I don't know what's this dog's problem. He's really going in right now. He's lonely. I don't think he got any treats today or something. I don't got nothing else. I'll probably go outside and get a little treat or something just to shut him up. The new Batman has to be very much understand the duplicitous role of Batman. The last person that I think still was the only one who could successfully pull it off to this day was Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton was a great Bruce Wayne, and he was a great and believable Batman. And he just did so good in the role. It was just awesome. But the one consistent missing thing that we have never seen from any of the films is we have never seen the world's greatest detective yet. I still think we have not seen the world's greatest detective. And that is an aspect of Batman that is heavily overshadowed in these films. They concentrate so much on the action and they concentrate so much on the villains that they don't focus on the mask of the Batman. They don't focus on his intelligence as a detective. I mean, this is a guy who can stand toe to toe with Sherlock Holmes. Okay? Come on. And Sherlock Holmes is on the spectrum, y'all. Okay? Sherlock Holmes is, he's a high functioning sociopath slash, I think personally, just, reading the stories, I think Sherlock Holmes is a little bit autistic too. That's just me. But, or with Asperger's or something. But the dude is a high functioning sociopath. That's what Batman is. I mean, let's go. We haven't seen the Master of Disguise. We haven't seen him, do any of that stuff. I want to see that Batman. I really hope Matt Reeves goes in on that aspect. I'm kind of tired of seeing the brooding, dark, Batman. Let's look at this detective, You know, it'd be cool if they did Gotham by Gaslight. Gotham by Gaslight was a animated film that just came out, about, what, 2 years ago? Super good. Super good. Really good animated film. I think if they made that into a feature film, live action film, I think that would be really cool. You know? I mean, yeah, it's set in a different era, set in the Victorian era. And the characters were great. I think that would be neat. But that movie was good because it looked at the duplicitous role of Bruce Wayne. It was portrayed very nicely. None of the live action films did that except for Tim Burton's 1989 Batman and Batman Returns. All the other films afterward just trash, just like glossed over. Val Kilmer tried to for a little bit, I think. He tried, but he wasn't as effective as Keaton. So I think they need to bring that back. I think that's super important. So whoever they cast to be, they have to be believable as a playboy millionaire who is kind of pompous and kind of, arrogant and, looks like he just wants to have fun all the time and just be in the limelight and kind of cocky, you know. He needs to be a toned down Tony Stark, you know. But when it's time to get to business, defending Gotham and being his, saving, his guardian angel as the Bat, we need to see him be able to get down with that too, you know. Jake Gyllenhaal is in high talks of wanting to be in the role. You know, that's what I have to say about that. It's not believable. I gotta believe it. Honestly, in my opinion, there is nobody out there right now who can fill a role of a younger Bruce Wayne. I don't. Lies. 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 You know who I want to see as a young Bruce Wayne? I do know. I do know. I want to see John Krasinski as Batman. I want to see how he would do this as a young Batman. You know, that is not super young, but just in his, I would say, Batman at his near prime. Not at his prime, but his near prime. Like he's just about to reach the cusp of his Batmaniness. You know, he's about to really solidify himself as the Dark Knight of Gotham. You know what I mean? John Krasinski's got this look about him, like a boy, definite boyish charm. I mean, we've seen that on The Office, but we've seen him play dramatic roles in A Quiet Place, so we know he could do the drama. He's got that dark, brooding kind of, look to him where I think he could pull off a cool Batman. And with John Krasinski, I think he's more of a method type actor. So if you put that dude in a suit, and that suit, man, I think that guy would just morph into the Dark Knight in a way that we would not expect. I really think we need to give that dude a shot. John Krasinski for Batman, people. If I could make a petition, I would. That's kind of what I'm going for right now. I think I want to push that. I want to push that. That's what I want. I want to see Jim from The Office as Batman. How cool would that be, right? Especially for John Krasinski. I mean, the dude's a rising star. He can play action films. He's Jack Ryan, for goodness sake, on Amazon Prime, I think it is. He's Jack Ryan. So he can pull off action, no problem. He can be a hero. So he's got the physicality, he's got the look for it. And the charm that he's got from The Office. Add it and give him some money, put him in a sharp looking suit, man. The dude could be Bruce Wayne all day. You know, put it, slick back his hair, Oh, dude, I mean, the more I'm thinking about it, I'm kind of on board, man. Let's go and yoke him up. I mean, the dude's already yoked already, but I mean, yoke him up even more. Oh my goodness. See, that dude will be the bat all day. Take my money, bro. You know? And I think he could pull off the duplicity. I really do. And he could pull off the detective aspect too. Yeah, guys. Let's do this. Let's all come together. Let's all come together and just make this happen. Let's contact Matt Reeves. I'm gonna find that dude on Twitter. I'm gonna just tell him. I'm gonna just send him a tweet and be like, Matt Reeves, hashtag John Krasinski for Batman. And then tag John Krasinski too in the tag. And I'm just gonna see what happens. I'm just gonna see what happens. I'm not even gonna push it. And then I'm gonna tag my episode here while I'm talking about it. Same as shameless plug and self-promotion. But I want to be able to call it. I would love to see him have the opportunity to be Batman, the new Batman. And Warner Brothers, get your stuff together, please. Stop playing. We don't have time for it anymore. Stop playing. Okay? Get your scripts done, get everything that needs to be done. Sit everybody down once you pick a guy, solidify the deal, make it hot, and move forward and make the movie. Please. We're tired of the back and forth. That's why Ben Affleck left. Cut it out. Cut it out. Okay? We're done. We're done. So, that's my thoughts. What do you guys think? You guys think John Krasinski would make a good Batman, or do you guys have another guy that you think is a better contender? Jake Gyllenhaal would not be my choice. For a few reasons. Batman is a handsome guy. I don't think Jake Gyllenhaal is one of the most attractive looking dudes. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, Christian Bale wasn't attractive. Beg to differ. He's got a look to him, you know? All the Batmans before him kind of did. The only weird looking Batman I would say was Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer was kind of weird looking. He looked like a plastic doll. He was cool, Batman, but he had a plastic doll look to him, you know? He looked like when he put on the bat suit, it looked like you just took a Ken doll, like put a Batman suit on him, you know? That's just me. Anyways, tell me you guys' thoughts. What do you guys think? Am I right? Am I wrong? Do you guys have any other ideas? You know? What do you. Do you think they should stop making Batman films? Ooh. What about that? Should they stop making Batman movies? Give some other superheroes some shine. You know? Green Lantern. They said they're supposed to be making that into a film, too. We'll see how that goes. It's supposed to be like a buddy cop type film. We'll see how that goes. You know? What do you guys think? Let me know. Anyways. So those are my thoughts on that. Those are my opinions on everything that's going on in the DC world. There's so many more things that are going on that's kind of interessante. Yeah. So, anyways, I'd like to talk with you guys about that later, and I'm gonna shut it down for tonight, but I hope you guys have a good night, and I will talk to you soon. You guys take care. Bye.